it's a lightning strike, I'm in trouble.
That's got to go somewhere. Thank you, brother.
Got it?
Brown and storm, what heights above! Oh, you, gentlemen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Paul Peterboy and the KMI Band.
Amen.
Well, we appreciate you guys serving us these past few days.
Thank you, John. Let's stand up, gentlemen.
Great job.
And sing to the Lord.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe is great. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to me, how great thou art.
Schedule tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we meet in here at 7:45. We will have our meeting and then we'll take a break for brunch. That'll be about 9 o'clock. We also have evaluation forms. We'd like you just to take a minute to fill these out. They're pretty brief. Front and back, a few questions that would help us for next year. While you're doing that, I'll remind you of the September 29-30 conference in Oklahoma City, the fall conference with Max Barnett. And then those of you who are checking out tonight, who are leaving early, we'd like to know at the front desk, those who are leaving early, just let them know that you're pulling out. And if you're here in the camp motel or the retreat center, we'd like you to have you pull your sheets and pillowcases off and then create a second pile for your towels and your washcloths. If you're checking out at the in the motels, that's all, you all know all about that. So, Peter, are there any other announcements tonight? Peter, no. Okay. Well, let's see. What else do we have to do here? Seems like we usually have, there's usually a call, Larry. That could be the call.
Hello?
Hello? This here's Pete Moss. Are you the feller I talked to last night?
Yes.
Oh, golly. I tell you, that you told me about that current thing. That didn't help a bit. So I got that crowbar out, and I was able to peel her off that refrigerator. Finally got my steak in there and got things underway.
Did you hurt her with that? That sounds kind of crazy.
Well, I'll be doggone. I pulled open that silverware drawer about the time she walked back in the room, and all of a sudden she looked like a metallic porcupine. She pulled everything out of that drawer. I told her, Steph, took me about half night to get all them things pulled off of her, but she'll be all right. I got another problem here I got to ask you about. I ate a little bit too much of my beans and sea steak last night. I got a little problem here.
Well, what is it?
Well, excuse me, I'm not feeling too good down there. I tried to take some that there medicine, you know, for this kind of problem.
What kind of medicine did you take? Was it some sort of a pill or something?
Well, it's one of them that comes in metal. You peel it back, it kind of looks like a bullet. You know, you'd think it'd go down pretty good, but I had trouble swallowing that.
It's a suppository.
Well, I may have been a depository. It sure didn't sit well with me, and I'm feeling kind of crampy about it.
Well, I gotta
say
that.
You're not kidding.
My goodness.
He told me to take two of them. I know that I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry your wife gave you the wrong word.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, by golly, these are brand new shorts and everything. I gotta go. We'll catch you on the flip flop.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling in, Pete. We'll see you next time. Well,